Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
Another episode of Rockin' the COVID here on the Talking Metal Podcast. And yeah, here in Essex County, New Jersey, one of the hardest hit places in the country. You can look it up right outside of New York City. The most dense number of COVID-19 cases here in New Jersey, possibly in the country outside of New York City. But yeah, We're getting through it. You know, things are slowly starting to open back up, like, you know, drive up pickup service. They're putting tables out on the sidewalk. You still can't go into restaurants. My little tiny town of Maplewood, 25 people dead in this little tiny town I live in. Yeah, so craziness. Lots of deaths here in Essex County, New Jersey. And on that note, let's rock out. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's why I'm still calling this Rockin' the COVID, which we've been doing these music-based specials throughout this pandemic. And we might keep doing it for the rest of the year. Let's see what happens. You know, I don't know. I'm hopeful that things get back to normal for us all. But in the meantime, let's have some fun. Let's play some music. And let's go to the people who support this show. Up first. I got a note here from John Chandler, who I know you've supported us before, John, so thank you so much. And John, I think what you sent in, I'm trying to remember, PayPal donation, right? Yeah. And let's see, you said you're doing well considering, definitely starting to get stir crazy. You're in the UK, yes, of course. And you want to hear Painkiller by Priest because, let's see, you had tickets for Ozzy and Judas Priest, but I guess that was canceled, right? Yeah, so anyways, here it is, Painkiller by Judas Priest.
Yeah.
A Little Painkiller by Judas Priest, some classic Judas Priest there for John Chandler over in the UK. Thank you, John. And yeah, of course, the Ozzy Priest tour over there in Europe canceled, not because of COVID, canceled before that, canceled because of Ozzy's health issues. So we hope the Ozman gets back out there on the road, the Prince of Darkness, soon. We love Ozzy, we love Judas Priest, and we love that song, Painkiller. Thank you, John Chandler, for your support. Speaking of the UK, Anthony Mackie, right? Anthony, how are you, dude? I know you sent me this email ages ago, back on May 9th, with some of your new music. Now, I'm going to ask the Talking Metal listeners to have an open mind, because this is not metal. At least I wouldn't call it metal. But it is some of your music, and the band is called The Middle Ages. So let's check out a big supporter of Talking Metal. You're with us on Patreon, right, Anthony? And you've contributed so much to me through the years financially with donations. I just love it. You're one stand-up dude. And like I've told you in the past, I like your music. You know, I'm a really musically diverse guy. I think you've sent me some great stuff in the past. And your music has been diverse. You've sent me all different styles through the years. So let's do this. Let's play a little music by the band The Middle Ages here on Talking Metal.
Well, my back is tight and my eyes are seeing blurred. I know you're talking to me, but I haven't heard a word. I haven't heard a word. My vision's blurred. I'm getting used to it somehow.
Music off of the Nightmare record. That's Knight spelled like a knight in shining armor. Knightmare. And the band, that's the album. The band is called The Middle Ages. And yeah, check them out, guys. And let's do this. They're at themiddleagesband.bandcamp.com. You can check them out there. So, Anthony Mackie, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your support and dig your music. So, so let's move on. Let's move on. Leo. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Leo from Alaska, a guy who turns me on to a lot of great doom metal, stoner rock type of stuff, sending in some requests, and this goes out to him. This is Volt Thrower by Conan here on Talking Metal for Leo from Alaska, one of my main dudes on Patreon, a guy who supports Talking Metal. Thank you, Theo. Here we go, a little Conan.
Yeah.
Leo, there you go. From Existential Void Guardian, the 2018 release by Conan, going out to Leo in Alaska. Your picks are always great. And let's do one more, man, because I love Soundgarden, one of my favorite bands. Saw them back in the 90s, and they were good back then, but I tell you, the one time they blew my mind was like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago at this point, at PNC Art Center here in New Jersey, when they played before Nine Inch Nails and literally blew Nine Inch Nails off the stage. They were so good that night. Chris Cornell, one of my all-time favorite singers. This is Beyond the Wheel by Soundgarden, going out to Leo in Alaska. Some classic Soundgarden, Leo. I love that. Thank you for the request. A big fan of Ultra Mega OK. Those early Soundgarden stuff. Wow, so good. Going way back to 1988, right, Leo? And let's see, you said, while technically not doom, it's one of Soundgarden's doomiest sounding songs and contains some of Chris Cornell's highest vocal parts. Thank you. Great stuff. And like you sign your email to quote Lemmy, stay clean. Also, my favorite Lemmy bass lead. Cool. Leo, always a pleasure to play your songs. Please send me more. All right. So we are going to hit a little David Rock Feinstein right now. This is Metal Will Never Die. Metal Will Never Die by David Rock Feinstein, featuring lead vocals by his cousin, Ronnie James Dio, a guy he played with in the band Elf way back in the day. Oh, I got the hiccups, sorry. That was released about 10 years ago. Good stuff, good stuff. And one of Dio's last recorded tracks, if not one of his last song that he recorded. Don't quote me on that. But all right, so let's do this. This is Soil Work with Desperado, the radio edit version of that song. Guys, to take us out, we're going to hit a song for Jeremy on Patreon. Jeremy, thank you for your support. I hope you got your t-shirt. A great, great pick here by Jeremy. This is Secret of Flight by Saxon here on Talking Metal.
For flight, but never saw his work begun.